Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about a new friend that we have on the show right now, ladies and gentlemen, Jeb Taylor. Jeb Taylor is the new friend. He's an expert in artifacts. He makes his living trading in prehistoric artifacts, and we'll get him to tell us about that a little bit in a minute. But he's written a book because he's concerned about civilization. He's concerned about Earthlings. And planet Earth, as E.F. Schumacher called it, spaceship Earth. He's concerned about us. And he wrote a book called Saving Civilization because, as he said, nobody else did. And he felt like it needed to be done. And I've asked him to join us. And he and I are going to agree and disagree on some things. And I can't wait to have that discussion with him. Jeb Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, Jeb. Now, you're in the artifact business. Tell the audience what you do for a living.
My business is artifacts, Indian artifacts, particularly on the plane. For many, many years, it was mostly projectile points, and the High Plains has some of the best and most valuable projectile points in North America. The politics of collecting and buying and selling prehistoric items is changing. And because of that, my focus is changing more to historic items. Pipe tomahawks and bows and arrows and things like that.
Right. When you say the politics, what do you mean by the politics of that?
Archaeologists don't like it. Archaeologists find it offensive.
They don't like for you to trade and sell.
They don't want people picking up artifacts, and they don't want people selling them.
They don't like the marketplace. What's wrong with these people, Jeb?
Well, they're concerned that archaeological information is being destroyed, which in some cases it is.
But the truth
of the matter is that when I wrote another book called Projectile Points of the High Plains, which is the last word on Plains Points, I realized that more than 80% of the sites that were investigated by archaeologists were found by collectors and their locations were given to them by them.
So it's a little bit of jealousy too, right? Those guys are just mad because they don't have all the stuff, right? You have some of it, and some of it's in homes and private collections that they'll never have access to.
Well, that's partly true, but honestly, Jim, most private collectors are very, very good about making their artifacts available for study.
I agree with you. I know people who are. Who are amateurs in that world, and they're exactly like that. So, okay, tell us why you wrote Saving Civilization.
Well, several reasons. I mean, I've been concerned about this for many, many, many years, and I kept on waiting for some, prominent anthropologist or something to tackle this and deal honestly with the situation. And there are guys that I'm sure that have that information. But it's not a popular topic. It would be bound to, you'd be subject to great criticism for doing this, to tackle issues honestly. And I think that's probably the main reason why it wasn't written. And I heard a young friend of mine being told by an older woman that, well, it's going to be your problem. It's going to be up to you to solve the problems that our generation screwed up. And I just thought that was such a shameful
I agree with that. I agree with you.
Lay on a young, teenager at that point.
She should have been embarrassed about saying that, shouldn't she? Instead of being flippant about it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that motivated you to write the book. And in the book, you talk about one thing. You talk about is artificial development. You said that the way civilization came together after the proto agrarian days. Into something called artificial development. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think it's
and also artificial societies. You talk about artificial development, artificial societies. What are those?
Well, an artificial existence is just an existence that's taken place after we adopted agriculture as our, you know, main means of support. And when we did that, everything changed. When we became sedentary, when we adopted agriculture, it enabled us to do all sorts of things that, that, you know, that define us as civilized beings. And my point that I was trying to make, Jim, is that once we did that, we received such an enormous survival advantage by taking these steps that we had to play by different rules, and we haven't done that.
And some of those rules, some of those chickens are coming home to roost right now, you say in your book, basically, in more elegant ways than I just did. And that's what motivated Jeb to write the book. And we come back, we're going to talk about some of those things. And as I said earlier, he and I are going to agree on some of them, and we're not going to agree on some of them. Maybe we sort of agree. We just have different approaches to the solution. But we're going to come right back with our new friend Jeb Taylor, the author of Saving Civilization, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.